Jungle Roll Variations Masterclass for Smoky Late Night Moods. Advanced Level. Ableton Live. Mostly stock tools. Let's build rolls that hypnotize, not just to break getting spammed to death. Settle into the vibe for a second. Late Night Jungle is controlled chaos. The loop should feel like it's constantly moving, but it's still held together by a few inevitable hits. That's the whole philosophy today. Anchors are law. Everything else is decoration. Alright. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create a drums group. Inside it, make tracks for a break rock, a kick layer, a snare layer, a hat or top loop if you want it, and optionally an internal return for drum effects. Also, create a bass track just for context. Even if the bass isn't finished, you need something down there to tell you if your roll is actually working or if it's just busy. On the drums group, put glue compressor. Light settings. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, maximum. This is not about smashing. It's about holding the drum world together so your micro edits don't fly apart. Now let's build a roll-ready break rack, slicing like a surgeon. Drag in a break. Amen. Think, hot pants. Anything gritty and real. Right-click it and slice to a new MIDI track, slice to drum rack, and slice by transient. Once it's sliced, do the cleanup pass. Find your main kick slice and your main snare slice and label them mentally, or literally rename pads if you like. Then check the messy slices. This is where a lot of why does my roll sound like mush comes from. Open the simpler on slices that smear. Put them in one-shot mode. Trim the start so there is no pre-transient garbage, and add a tiny fade out, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, just to remove clicks. The goal is fast, clean triggering so when you start doing 30-second note stuff, you don't get a blanket of overlapping tails. Now we program the core smoky roll. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip driving that break rack. Here's the rule: stable snare anchor, and then motion around it. Put your main snares on the classic DNB placements, basically beat 2 and beat 4 in each bar. In Ableton's grid language, you might think of it as 1.2 and 1.4 for bar 1, and the same for bar 2. Then add kicks with intent. A strong one early, like around 1.1. Something around 1.3, and then a syncopated kick that makes it feel like it's leaning forward, like near 1.3.3. The exact coordinates don't matter as much as the feeling. You want the groove to roll, not march. Now the advanced move. Use 2 snare slices. Snare A is your punch. Snare B is a slightly different snare from the break, maybe shorter, maybe darker. Alternate them on grace notes and rolls so you don't get that machine gun fatigue. Jungle is repetitive by nature, so tiny tone variation is how it stays alive. Before we even get fancy, coach note, treat rolls as ornaments, not the main rhythm. If your ornament starts sounding like the real pattern, your roll loses authority. In other words, if I can't immediately feel where the main snare is, you've gone too far. Now let's talk groove pool. This is where we get late night swing without turning your anchors into a drunk drummer. Open groove pool. Grab something like swing 16-65 to start. Apply it to your break MIDI clip. Keep it subtle. Timing around 10 to 25. Velocity around 5 to 15. Random around 3 to 8. And here's the smoke trick. Do not let the groove push or main snares late. The late night feel comes from micro lateness on ghosts, not from the whole groove dragging. If you need swagger, give it to the decorations, not the anchors. Now we build 4 roll variations. Duplicate that 2-bar clip so you have A, B, C, and D. Roll A is stable hypnosis. Keep kick and snare anchor is consistent. Add just a little interest. 1 or 2 extra ghost kicks, and maybe 1 or 2 quick snare grace notes, even 30-second notes, sliding into the main snare. Nothing loud. This is the one that can play for 8 bars and not annoy anyone. Roll B is ghost pressure. This is where you start squeezing the room a little. Add 2 30-second note hits immediately before the snare. Think of it as a ratchet into the snare, but controlled. Now the critical part. Velocity. Ghost velocities should live down in the 12 to 35 range. Main snare is more like 90 to 120, depending on your break and layers. And we add micro timing manually. Here's a hierarchy that will save your life. Anchors are basically grid tight. Support notes, like secondary kicks or hat ticks, can get tiny offsets, plus or minus 1 to 4 milliseconds. Ghosts and drags are your expressive tier, late by 6 to 14 milliseconds, and sometimes a few milliseconds early if you want a nervous push. Don't nudge everything. Choose what gets to be human. Roll C is the halftime illusion. You're not actually going halftime. You're suggesting it for 1 bar so the listener feels dread and space. Remove about 30 to 40% of the mid hits. Keep one strong kick and one strong snare so the groove still stands up. This roll should feel like the room got bigger, not like the track fell apart. Use it sparingly. Bar 7, bar 15, that kind of placement. Roll D is the turnaround fill. End of phrase energy. Add a snare drag, 3 to 5 hits ramping up into the next bar. And let's be clear, velocity curves matter more than note count. A ramp like 18, then 28, then 42, then 70 often feels more late night and more physical than a dense burst where everything is the same volume. Add a kick flam too. Two kicks very close together, like 10 to 25 milliseconds apart. If you want it to feel even more human, don't copy-paste the same slice. Use two similar kick slices, or nudge one slightly and change velocity. Optional spice. Automate simpler start on one slice for a reverse-ish blip. Keep it tasteful. One moment is a signature. 10 moments is a gimmick. Now, before processing, let's do layering. Because the break is vibe, and the layers are control. On the kick layer track, choose a clean, weighty kick sample. Trigger it only under the break kick moments you want to reinforce. You're not replacing the break. You're giving it translation to club systems and earbuds. Put EQ8 on the kick layer. High pass around 25 to 35 HE to remove junk. If you need weight, a gentle lift around 50 to 70. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 300. Then add saturator. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Subtle. We're not trying to hear distortion. We're trying to feel the kick stay present on small speakers. On the snare layer track, pick a snare with body around 180 to 220 HC and crack around 2 to 5 kHz. Then use drum bus for transient shaping. Transient somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20. Boom can be 0 to 15. Tuned carefully, but often you don't need much boom if your mix already has low-end content. The key is, put the transient emphasis on the layer, not the break. Let the break stay smoky. Now let's get into the smoky late-night processing chain on the break rack. Start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 45 HZ. Your bass owns the sub. If it's muddy, a tiny dip around 300 to 500. If it's too crispy, gently pull down the 8 to 12 kHE region. Late night mood usually means controlled highs. You want presence, not sizzling. Then saturator. Drive 3 to 7 dB. Soft clip on. If it gets harsh, switch modes or adjust the tone. The goal is density, not pain. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch very carefully, maybe 0 to 10. Boom off and off for breaks, because you're letting the kick layer handle that fundamental. Use damp to keep the top controlled. Then auto filter for mood automation. Low pass, 12 dB slope. Bass cutoff can sit high, like 12 to 18 kHz, barely filtering. Then automate it down to 3 to 6 kHz on tension bars, pre-drops, dread bars. That's your cigarette smoke dimmer switch. Now, the dubby tail throws. This is where the room fills with haze without washing the groove. Create a return track for echo, either globally or inside the drums group. Put echo on it. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 tining. Feedback 20 to 45%. Filter it. High pass 250 to 500 HC. Low pass 4 to 7 kHC. Add just a hint of modulation. After echo, put reverb. Decay maybe 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. High pass the reverb around 300 to 600. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHC. Now the discipline part. Do not send the whole loop. Automate the send on select ghost hits or snare tail, especially in roll C and roll D. One throw can sound like a whole atmosphere. 10 throws just sound like you lost control. Next, probability and velocity variation. If you're on live 11 or 12, in the MIDI editor, set probability on a few ghost hits. Ghost snare maybe 50 to 80%. Extra kick 30 to 60%. Then keep velocities alive. Ghosts in that 12 to 35 range, but not all the same. Tops can sit 30 to 70 depending on how aggressive you want it. This is how you get movement without rewriting the clip every time. It's like having a drummer who never plays the exact same grace note twice. Now, one of the most advanced feel hacks, swing split. If applying groove makes your main snare feel late, duplicate the MIDI clip into two layers. One clip contains only anchor notes, main snare and key kicks, and it gets no groove. The other clip contains only ghosts and ornaments, and that clip gets the groove, maybe even a bit more timing amount. Route both to the same drum rack. Now you get swagger without losing authority. Another pro technique, show group rolls. If your break is roomy and fast rolls smear, set the ghost snare, alt snare, and tiny kick slices to the same choke group inside drum rack. Now when you do rapid notes, tails won't pile up tight. clock controlled, still gritty. Now let's arrange this into 16 bars so it's actually music, not a loop. Bars 1 to 4, roll A. Stable hypnosis. Minimal effects. Establish the pocket. Bars 5 to 6, roll B. Ghost pressure. Slightly more activity, but still restrained. Bar 7, roll C, the dread bar. Filter down slightly with auto filter automation. One echo throw on a snare tail. Just one. Bar 8, roll D, turnaround fill. Snare drag, quick kick flam. And here's your secret weapon. A tiny mute, a 1/16th of silence near the end. Silence is impact. Negative space is one of the darkest tricks in drum and bass, because the listener falls forward into the groove. Bars 9 to 16, repeat the structure, but add one new twist each time. Swap one snare slice in bar 12. Increase groove timing by a small amount, like plus 5, in bar 14 on the ghosts. Make bar 15 another dread bar. Bar 16. Bigger turnaround. Now, some common mistakes to avoid. Don't overquantize everything. Rolls need micro timing. Anchors tight. Ghosts expressive. Don't make ghost notes too loud. If you can clearly hear every ghost as a separate event, it stops feeling like a roll and starts sounding messy. Don't overhype the high end. If your break is sizzling between 10 and 16 kHz, it won't feel smoky. Control it. Don't put echo and reverb on the entire loop. Select hits only. And don't try to get sub from the break. Use layers for weight, let the break be character. Now, two late night sound design extras if you want to go from good to scary good. First, dynamic high control. Instead of just shelving highs down, try multiband dynamics on the break. Solo the high band and compress it gently, 1 to 3 dB on peaks. This keeps air but stops hat spikes from ruining the mood. Second, add a dust layer, a tiny vinyl noise, room tone, or break ambient slice. Band limit it with EQ, high pass 300 to 600, low pass 6 to 9k. Then sidechain a gate from the snare so the dust breathes with the groove. Tweep it barely audible. You should miss it when it's muted, not notice it when it's on. Alright, practice exercise. 20 minutes. Pick one break and slice it to drum rack. Program a 2-bar core roller with 2 main snares and at least 3 ghosts. Duplicate it into B, C, and D. B gets the extra 30-second ghosts into the snare at low velocity. C removes 30 to 40% of hits and uses one echo throw. This audio version is shortened for playback.